Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Federal court hearing is scheduled this morning for five men charged with conspiring to kidnap the governor. WWJ's Charlie Langton live and local with more. Charlie.
Well, good morning, Roberta. 9:30 this morning, five of the six charged in the plot to kidnap the governor will be in a federal courtroom in Grand Rapids. Adam Fox, he's one of the five, and he has been identified as the ringleader in a federal complaint. He allegedly organized meetings in his basement in Grand Rapids, as well as participate in surveying the governor's summer home. Now, bond likely will be denied. The judge will likely set a not guilty plea for the five, and a date for a preliminary exam will be set. The sixth suspect is from Delaware, and that suspect should be brought back to Michigan soon. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WJ News Radio 950.
In the meantime, state lawmakers are back in Lansing today. WWJ's Tim Skubik is live and local with what's on the agenda. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys. It's a whole new ballgame now when it comes to confronting the virus, because the state Supreme Court yesterday said the governor thought she had 21 days for her executive orders to remain in effect. The court told her again, wrong. Your orders stop right now. Now, her health department has issued some of the orders that she did have, such as masking and social distancing and stuff like that. But now it's basically a no man's land. There are no other regulations on the books, and lawmakers are back in town pledging to cooperate with the governor, and the governor pledging to cooperate with them on such issues as extending unemployment benefits for another 26 weeks. The House and Senate have passed legislation, but they have what connected it to another piece of legislation granting immunity to some businesses during COVID. The governor doesn't like that. She wants to break what they call the tie bar, so means they'll have to cooperate in order to do that. The question is, can they do it? We'll find out. Reporting live from Lansing, Tim Skubik for WWJ News Radio 950.
A lot of people talking about this on social media and getting a kick out of it. Comedian Conan O'Brien's new voting ad focusing on Michigan, urging you to vote, saying it's stupid not to vote, and taking a little shot at Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh in the process.
Unlike Jim Harbaugh, voting costs nothing. It's very effective, and it lives up to the hype. So whether you're in Detroit, Grand Rapids, or way up in Sheboygan, love the hot dogs at Duke's Sheboygan. Ow-hoo! It's important that you vote. And as an honorary Michigander, my vote is going to the guy who'll fix the potholes around here!
Getting a lot of retweets, and a lot of people are also criticizing him for calling us Michiganders and not Michiganders.
What are the best places to live in Michigan? WWJ's business editor Murray Feldman says a brand new list is out this morning.
Ann Arbor is the top spot in which to live here in Michigan. The assessment comes from U.S. News and World Report. Ann Arbor comes in at number 12 in the nation, noted for its historic Main Street, bookstores, gift shops, taverns, and the University of Michigan. Grand Rapids comes in at number 23 nationally, with special note of its public art, Michigan's longest waterway, and what U.S. News and World Report calls one of the best craft brewery scenes in the nation. And also on the list, Lansing, where you can travel from the nearby Michigan State University campus to rural wheat fields within 10 minutes. Not to mention, it's the home of the state government. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
A little bit of good news for the holidays. The night lights will go on at Michigan International Speedway. It starts Thanksgiving night and runs through New Year's Eve. 5 miles, 500 individual displays, and a million lights all to be seen from the safety of your car at Michigan International Speedway. Detroit police are investigating at least two deadly shootings overnight. The first happened just after 7:30 at a home on Longview near Gratiot and Connor over on the east side. Police say a 42-year-old woman was shot during a family argument. She died at the hospital. Not clear yet who fired the shot, but a weapon was recovered, multiple people being questioned. A few hours later, and not that far away, a man was shot to death along Gratiot near Harper. Police say the man was killed during an argument. A weapon has been recovered. The suspect arrested. Both shootings remain under investigation.
Something new to help give mobility to people with disabilities. Here's WWJ's Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
UnCurb is a new service that lets people go to a website to find transportation services for those who need assistance. CEO Minyang Zhang says different people have different needs, and it's hard to find what's best.
You can see what providers, you know, do things like door-through-door transport, how many of them are able to wait with you at a doctor appointment, what do they charge for that, you know, do they do trips outside of normal business hours.
Zhang says a lot of people don't really know where to turn when a family member loses mobility. UnCurb is starting here in the Detroit area, but Zhang hopes to expand it to other markets. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Thousands of patients at McLaren Oakland are being warned that their personal information may have been exposed during a data breach. The hospital says it became aware of the breach in July after discovering an unsecured link to a file containing a patient's protected health information on a hospital computer. Upon its discovery, the link was disabled, they say. An investigation determined the link was inadvertently rendered insecure by an employee. No evidence of fraudulent or criminal activity yet. Letters have been sent to more than 2,000 patients that they may have been affected.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.